Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Hey, man. Is it true you're a deadhead too? Hey, man. Kid Baseball wanna talk music with you. Hey, man.
That's right. Wednesday, 9 o'clock, joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Matt, how are you on this Wednesday morning, sir?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing pretty well. Got two more with Tampa Bay, then the big bad Dodgers come into town Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last night, was that more of a struggling offense on your guys' part or more of a guy just in the damn zone on the mound out there for Tampa Bay?
Well, I mean, I think any time, you know, you got to look at both sides of it. It certainly wasn't our best game. It was one of his best. So there's a trade-off there between who's the better competitor at the time, and Taj Bradley got us last night.
You know, I think it's very simple to say when your stars produce, you win. It's happening all around baseball right now. Aaron Judge doesn't produce. The Yankees can't get out of their own way. You know, the Mets right now are in a slump, and the only person producing is Juan Soto right now in that lineup. Kind of the same for you. Like, you go as Bobby goes. How do you get Bobby closer to that level that he was last year, where he was that consistent guy every night for you?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby had a great road trip for us. You know, even the very end of the homestand, you started to see signs of him squaring the ball up more consistently. Last night, he fouled off a couple pitches that were probably the ones that he's been doing damage on, and that's the nature of baseball. You're a millimeter away from that being a foul ball or a double in the gap or a homer. And those are the things that, depending on who you're facing, you have to adjust your sights to what kind of pitcher he is. You know, hunt a certain pitch. And we've talked about this a lot. When the team is scuffling to score runs, guys try to do a little bit too much. And I think when Bobby stays in his own comfort zone, you know, we see the better results. And you're right. When Bobby goes, it's not only a lift production-wise, but guys look up to him so much. And because of his skill set and what he can do, it's so amazing that when he does get going, it gives the whole team a lift. Now, we need all 13 guys to produce, because it's not fair of any one team to put all the production or the hopes of production on one guy. And that's not how you win consistently in the big leagues.
You know, you mentioned kind of, you know, with Bobby, the team goes as he goes. We all know that. And him trying maybe a little bit too hard, or however, you know, George always used to say, try less. You know, don't try so hard, try less. Like, how as a manager, do you communicate that to your players to try less?
Well, you rely on your processes, you know, and that's really what it comes down to. And we talk about that regularly with, you know, you can try less all you want. You can go up there and they're still going to be throwing 98 miles an hour. So that sounds good in theory. Oh, just take a little pressure off. You need to rely on your processes. And what is that? It's how you prepare for the day. Am I in a good spot? Do I know exactly what I'm looking for on this guy? Am I going to stick with my plan? Can I be mentally tough enough if I get down in the count to stay with it? You know, do I feel like I'm in the right spot to compete physically, as far as, does my swing feel good? Is there something I have to overcome, whether it's a bump or bruise or whatever? Do I have to do something slightly different to get to that spot? And when you get up there in the game dictates a lot of how you feel. You know, you're up a run, down a run, one out, two outs, whatever. Things change the way you feel mentally, and you need to be able to stick with that process. And that's what takes pressure off, is that you're not worried so much about, I need a hit here. No, it's more about, okay, let me get a good pitch, let me put a good swing on it and see what I can do.
Do you guys as a team like feel the slump at home, or feel like the vibe is a little bit off currently at the home ballpark? And if you do, is there something that you do differently to get out of that vibe?
Well, we certainly haven't played well at home. I mean, it doesn't matter that we're trying to win every game. It doesn't matter where we are. Our goal doesn't change. It stinks that you don't play well for your fans. You know, that's disappointing. We've had good crowds. We've had support. We need to play better. We know that. Now, we can't, you know, you don't all of a sudden put a blitz on or whatever like you do in football. You have to go up there and take it literally one pitch, one at bat, one inning at a time. You can't go further than that. So when the first inning doesn't go your way, you got to turn the focus to your first pitch of the second inning. And that's that's what we try to do, and that's how we try to compartmentalize.
I don't know if you caught this last night with Marte in Chicago last night playing for the Diamondbacks. He broke down crying on the field, and his manager, Torre Lovello, went out, consoled him. They talked about it after the game. Some fan in the crowd was yelling stuff about his deceased mother. As a manager, how much stuff do you hear that goes on in the ballpark that is basically, for lack of a better term, Matt, just socially unacceptable to the players?
Well, fortunately, I have not heard anything like that. You know, our fans are tremendous. I haven't heard anybody say that. I mean, it's fine with me. Fans aren't happy with performance. And at times you hear things, you know, about whether it's decisions I'm making or player performance. And that's part of the game. You know, that's fine. That's they pay their money to come in. But I did see a little clip of it. I didn't know exactly what was said last night, but you know, that is, you know, crossing a line that there's no reason to bring that up for anybody, whether that's at the ballpark or elsewhere. You know, I mean, that's,
no doubt,
like you said, socially unacceptable.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, go take care of business versus Rasmussen, and then try to stay cool in that 1-10 start Thursday in Kansas City against the Rays. Then bring on the Dodgers and shock the world, my man. We appreciate the time.
Okay, guys, have a great week.
You as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.